Well, I'm smiling because it's like happening, and after this weekend I can take some time to relax, but right now I'm really enjoying it for sure. I'm hoping all the people in Hanover and surrounding area are going to come and see us today or tomorrow.
you talk about home and lifestyle. Let's talk about home. What do you have at the show, and what are people after for their homes in the Hanover area as far as you know?
So we've got lots of home renovation, home decor, painting, all sorts of stuff, but then as far as the lifestyle category, we've got the Village Retirement Center, we've got a funeral home, like we've got all sorts of stuff just as far as lifestyle, mortgages, banking, all sorts of stuff that's going to help you just enjoy life in our area.
Life in Hanover. We're with Brooke Benninger. We're at the Hanover Home and Lifestyle Show. With your show this year, how important is it to stress Hanover as always being what Hanover was, but also being very progressive, and you can see big changes when you come into the community?
Well, I think Hanover is a bustling place. I raised three kids here. The town of Hanover is actually here fundraising for the splash pad that's coming up. So there is some exciting things coming up in just living in Hanover with like young families, older families. I've got teenagers and toddlers, so I'm going to enjoy all of the facilities. But the splash pad fundraising is definitely something that the town is very excited to be making some major headway in.
Let me ask about this facility, because it's multi-purpose and serves your purpose terrifically.
Yes, I love the P&H Center. The people that work here are fantastic to me. I know the Hanover Barons recently had an awesome playoff run here, and that's why my show is actually postponed a little bit, because they were doing so well in the playoffs. But like, all of us have to share this facility, and it's a wonderful facility to have in our town for sure.
Last couple of questions for Brooke Benninger here at the Hanover Home and Lifestyle Show. In Hanover right now, how good is it, or how many areas are being served? You talked about your own family, toddlers to teens, but obviously seniors and that sort of thing. Is Hanover handling everything that everybody could possibly use?
I mean, I think they are. I think Hanover's a great place to live. I chose to live in Hanover a long time ago, and I don't see myself moving anytime soon. I love this town.
And finally, this show. I think it's pretty apparent that you love this show. Tell me about its growth and where you think it can go, or are we at a max right now?
Well, I grew up in a trade show business, actually. My family ran trade shows when I was a kid, and one of the things that I really love is showing my kids this that I'm creating right now, and they're wandering around helping, feeding exhibitors, talking to them. So it is something that I do want to continue and move forward with. As far as the growth of the show, I think that we can move to some outdoor exhibits in future years and that kind of thing. So I do look at like bigger and better always, but also serving the purpose of like, how am I doing right now to serve my exhibitors and the people in the town? How's everybody enjoying the show today? That's what my focus is right now.